dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy!
Yeah. It's time for You Big Dummy Dummy. This is when we read real news stories of people doing real dumb stuff. Read them all. Vote on them. We crown a dummy of the week. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. One dummy. Dummy number one. Police in Washington State said a cooler donated to a... Oh, I saw this story. A cooler donated to a Goodwill store turned out to contain something far more valuable. It was $24,000 worth of marijuana. Workers were sorting through donations during the weekend when they came across the cooler. It was found to contain multiple baggies containing 3.75 pounds of marijuana, which they estimate the police estimate at a street value of $24,000. Police are investigating, and the Goodwill store is checking surveillance footage to try to identify the person who donated the cooler.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
All right. Should we do another one, Dan, or... Yeah, let's do another one. Okay, dummy number two, dummy number two, two dummies, dummy number two. State troopers have charged two women with disorderly conduct for a fight that erupted over a newly shoveled parking spot on a snowy street. Troopers in Pennsylvania say a 23-year-old woman claims she shoveled the spot only to have a 43-year-old neighbor's husband park his pickup in it. It happened in Ashland Borough on Tuesday night. The region took the brunt of the day's winter storm. Police say that the women argued about the parking space before pushing and punching one another and then pulling each other's hair. Both have been charged with disorderly conduct. Citations are being mailed to the women.
Dummy! Dummy!
All right. There you go. We got a break here, and we've got more dummy stories coming up. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Our regular features have begun. And this is You Big Dummy. Dummy. Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Dummy number three is sent to us by multiple people. Lots of people sent this one in. Mary Jacqueline, or Jaquelin, as Key and Peele would say. Paul and the Hawk of May. But the first person to send it in was our listener, Never Ready. And for being our reader, he gets a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's. So let's say hello to Never Ready.
This is Never Ready for You Big Dummy. A defense lawyer's pants burst into flames as he began his closing arguments in an arson case. Stephen Gutierrez was to address jurors on Wednesday when smoke began billowing from his pocket, witnesses said. The attorney fled the court and later returned unharmed with a singed pocket, blaming a faulty battery in his e-cigarette. Gutierrez, who had been arguing that his client's car spontaneously caught fire, said it was not a stunt. The defense attorney was representing Claudie Charles, who was accused of intentionally setting fire to his car in South Miami-Dade. Jurors later convicted Charles of second-degree arson. Police and prosecutors are investigating the incident, the Miami Herald reports, saying that officers, quote, seized several frayed e-cigarette batteries as evidence, end quote. And now, back to you, Nick.
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievably hilarious.
Get lost, dummy. Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Four dummies. A driver stopped at a traffic light was recorded leaning out of the window of his van and using a slingshot to take out a traffic camera. The footage shows the man, identified by the surname Lee, stopped at a Shanghai red light in his blue minivan. Lee can be seen reaching a slingshot out of the van's window and using it to shatter the camera's lens. The impressive shot earned Lee an arrest from local police after a quick look at the surveillance footage revealed the make, model, and license plate on Lee's car. He told officers he lost his temper because he had been waiting so long, a long time, for the light to change.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy five. The video is on our Facebook page if you would like to check it out. That's why you should always like our Facebook page. You can see the video for what I'm about to describe, which is at facebook.com/NickDShow. Organizers of a bike race experiencing 60-mile-per-hour winds attempted to continue the race with hilarious results. The Cape Town Cycle Tour, which is the biggest timed race in the world, had about 35,000 people set to ride. Despite the winds, organizers pressed on. Video of the cyclists showed many unable to stand up straight, let alone get on their bikes. A man in the video could be heard saying, "This is madness!" Eventually, the corporation running the event relinquished, and the race was canceled.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
All right. I got to check out that video. I've not seen it. Dan, have you seen the video?
Yeah, it's pretty insane. I mean, you know, like, they all look like they're hunchbacks in Notre Dame because they're just bowled over. Like it said, they can barely stand up.
Right.
And they're going to ride a bike in that in, like, Australia or through mountains.
All right, let's recap, shall we? Because we've got a vote. You got the dummy who donated a cooler full of pot to Goodwill. You got the dummies who got into a fight over a shoveled parking spot. A place. You got the dummy lawyer whose e-cigarette exploded during an arson case. You got the dummy who tried to smuggle 10 pounds of cocaine underneath his... Wait.
Oh, that was the wrong...
What was dummy number four?
Dummy number four is the slingshot.
Oh, the slingshot. The slingshot taking out the camera. And the dummies who tried to put on a bicycle race during 60-mile-an-hour winds. All right. Dan?
I'm always fascinated when people try to do things to cameras not realizing they're on camera. But that guy's actually more of a badass than dummy if he managed to pull that off. So I will go with the dummy number three.
Which is the lawyer exploding.
Especially since he was using the spontaneous combustion defense.
Yes. So. Yes. Okay.
And the guy still got
convicted. All right. In the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Vic, who are you voting for?
I like Dan, I'm not sure if this guy with the slingshot is a dummy or my hero. But I'm going to go for him. I'm going to go with him.
You're going to go with the slingshot?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, Esmeralda.
I am going with the guy who his pants set on fire.
So the dummy lawyer whose pants set on fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just like fire.
Yeah. All right, okay, Beavis. Jeez. I got to go with the e-cigarette exploding. Just the irony of that is just too much. It's too much. It's too much. So our dummy lawyer who's a e-cigarette exploded while he was trying a arson case, he's our dummy of the week. So there you go. And again, you can get some Lou Malnati's pizza. Go to loumalnati's.com for more information. And if you want to be a part of it, again, find a link to a funny dummy story. And thank you guys, everybody, for sending in those stories. We appreciate it. And we'll do dummy of the week again next week. Okay, Dan, should we
let's get a couple.
Should we get a couple of these things in? Okay, let me do this first and then we can do it. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, cuz Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
Context. What's up? Tell from where you're from.
Straight out of context, context.
Straight out of context, which has become a favorite segment to many people of the show, especially people who work here. It seems to be one of the employees, the family of WGN, loved this segment. And I remember when we went out to dinner with Todd and Stephanie. Spent a good portion of time, Todd, talking about how much he loves Straight Out of Context. So let's get into it. Are we ready, Dan?
We begin with Esmeralda, courtesy of Todd and Brian J.
It's too much work for what may not even come out.
I'm with you, Esmeralda. All right.
Okay. Peter submitted the next two of Vic Vaughn. First up.
I got the feeling when Esmeralda gets in bed, that's it. She's not getting out of bed till daylight.
One more from Vic?
Yep.
All right.
It's huge. It's hilarious. I think it's awesome, but it's so big.
Vic, you're filthy, man. Okay.
And then one more. Andrew in Alabama texted this one of Esmeralda.
I'm looking at it. Nothing special. Ain't that the truth?
Oh, man. All right. Let's start it out with our own team here. All right. We got to take a break. We got the news coming up in 5 seconds. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, context.
Yeah. Hey, hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday. That means all the Friday segments are here. Fly Jams Friday coming up in just a few minutes. We got Nick D Show Spies. We're right in the middle of Straight Out of Context. And yeah, we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. Okay, Dan, let's get back to the Straight Out of Contexties.
Yes, Matthew emailed this one of you.
We're going to talk about tips on how you can kind of adjust yourself. Do we have some baseball players on that morning? All right.
And back to Esmeralda from Mike.
He always has really small parts.
Oh. So, is it just this show this week?
You know what? I think there's like a flu that just travels around show to show, because every week one show dominates.
Yeah,
and it was us this week.
God, that's crazy. All right.
Ethel sent in this one of Steve Cochran.
I think that's where the majority of the poking is going.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
All right. This next one. Sent in by Celine, Peter in Decatur, Tim in Green Bay, Marty, Johnsburg AJ, and Tanker Bob. It's of Steve Bertrand.
Then why don't you come next time and suck it out of the bone?
Oh, my God.
He's so angry about it.
We'll be hearing more from that clip a little bit later, and it gets angrier, and it's funny.
God. Okay.
Eric and Tanker Bob heard this one of Wendy Snyder.
It was wide at the bottom, and then it would get skinnier towards the top because it was supposed to be easier to hold.
Wow. Okay.
Tom submitted this one of Lou Manfredini.
And you rub that around there. That's it. Wipe it away, and it'll come off.
There you go, Esmeralda.
That's it.
All right.
Trudy from Oswego emailed this one of Dave Plyer.
You make me crave the ones I can't have.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Mark and Brian sent in this one of you.
Pull it hard. There you go. Oh. What? Was I talking about the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amanda is responsible for the next two. First up, Wendy.
Maybe you could hook up with Steve Bertrand.
Oh. Oh. All right.
And this one of Steve Cochran.
Whip it real good.
What's going on there, man? Jeez. Okay.
Never ready. Heard this one of you.
It looks like a tree trunk, but it comes to life and it sprouts legs and it sticks its weird head out. I was describing a monster from Kong Skull Island, and he was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Brian submitted this one of John Williams. Welcome back, John.
I'm touching buttons I shouldn't be touching.
Yeah. All right.
Ken of Milwaukee emailed this one of Rokan.
Oh, this is big right here. Can't tell you how big.
Oh. Okay.
Tony sent in this one of you.
Damn. Say hello to my little Frankenstein. That's the okay. That's pretty funny. I never even thought about that. Okay.
Jesse and Brian heard this one of Mary Sandberg Boyle.
If I can fit it in, we can do it.
Jesse also heard this one of Steve Cochran. Yeah, I know, right? It's a good catch. Jesse also heard this one of Steve Cochran.
It's not as hard as it looks.
Hello. Wow. All right.
Brian submitted this one of John Williams.
I want it to be another long one.
Boy, it was his first week back on weekdays, and he's a nice contributor.
Wild Bill emailed this one of Rokan.
Oh, you're pulling it out.
See what happens when you go to Mexico? That you just get filthy. Right, Esmeralda?
Clearly.
Speaking of which, Tom and my good friend Mark Guest sent in this one of Violetta Podramatic.
I'll do it for you. $20 in my room.
Oh, now. Wow, $20? Jeez, all right.
Kevin from Iowa heard this one of you.
Nothing was plowed. Oh, man. We were describing a very serious situation, too. All right.
John and Gary submitted this one of Esmeralda.
You got to maneuver it into your mouth.
What? Esmeralda, what the hell was that?
No idea.
Was that? I don't think that was on my show, was it?
No, it was on Patty's show.
Oh, okay.
Somebody brought in food.
Oh, all right.
I pointed out this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
Well, aren't you going to buy it if you're squeezing it?
No, because you're going to get a fresh one that hasn't been squeezed.
That was pretty good, Esmeralda. That was a pretty good exchange, right?
Oh, my gosh. What?
We're talking about Charmin.
Harold texted this one of Patty Vasquez.
Rub fest.
Rub fast?
Fest.
Oh, fest. Oh, okay. Either one of them would have worked. Mm-hmm.
Scott emailed this one of you.
I got a little thing for Meredith Vieira. It's not that little. All right.
And finally, our own Mike Japeson and my dad, Ray Shagrew, sent in this one of Mary Sandberg Boyle.
People tend to stick their fingers in the holes.
Your dad sent that in, Dan.
Literally got a text the minute after it happened.
Thank you, Mr. Shagrew. That's fantastic. That's great. Oh, man. Yeah, we dominated this week. What happened? What's going on? Jeez. All right. Well, here.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
All right. All right. You know what this is. This is Spies. Nick D's show, Spies. This is when you listen 24/7. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, we want to know about it. You're a spy. Jot down the information and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay.
Three clips this week. Our spies are Celine, Peter and Decatur, Tim from Green Bay, Marty, Johnsburg AJ, Tanker Bob, and Mike from Novak Construction. The first one is a context spy combination, the one we heard of Steve Bertrand earlier. They were talking about gross foods, and Wendy immediately reacted, and Bertrand knew what was coming. And
I went to a place in Prague over the summer, famous for their bone marrow soup.
Bone marrow soup.
That is very popular. that it's supposed to be rich in nutrients. It's, can I just tell you, anything is bone marrow soup, because when you make a soup and
Oh, good. Well, then why don't you come next time and suck it out of the bone and you tell me anything's bone marrow soup.
If someone doesn't send that to Nick DiGilio right now,
when you
straight out of context.
Shut up, DiGilio.
Oh, that's great. I love you too, Steve, you bastard. That's hilarious. By the way, Esmeralda, you've had bone marrow, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
So delicious.
Oh, man, is it good. Oh, that was great. Thank you, Steve. I love you too, buddy. Okay, what's next?
All right, the next one's a two-parter. Matt Bubala was talking to his producer, Griffin Filipich, and they were talking about the situation where you're talking to somebody and you realize they've never seen a movie that almost everybody has seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Rear Window came up, and then after the newscast, Matt came back and talked a little bit more about Rear Window and your screening of it.
Just like a classic film, like you wouldn't get mad at somebody because they didn't see La La Land yet, by the way, you know, would you,
or something like that? No.
But like, you know, Rear Window. Nick's Film Club is doing Rear Window at the Movie Co. next month. That is one of the best films of all time. You've seen Rear Window.
Yeah.
See, if you said no, because I know you're a movie guy, I'd be like, Griffey, you're not a movie guy.
You're acting the part, but you're not putting in the work. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're all talk. That's all you are. Get tickets, because I think the tickets are like only $10. It's a really good deal. And to see Rear Window on a big screen. Actually, my kids and I and Colleen were out visiting friends in, where were we? Austin last year. And we had a free night that our friends weren't available. And it was showing at a theater right by the hotel. And we went and saw it. And my then 10-year-old kids loved seeing Rear Window. You can take any age. It's a classic Jimmy Stewart film. It's gorgeous, and it's so much fun. Rear Window, Nick D Film Club. It's coming up Tuesday, April 11th.
Thank you, Matt. That was really nice. Man, does Griffin sound like his dad? Isn't that unbelievable? Jeez. Jeez, man. Okay.
And our last one, another context spy. The one involving Mary Sandberg Boyle. Cochran was talking about Nordstrom selling those mom jeans that are ripped at the knees but with the plastic cover on top, and that led to conversations about holes in jeans in general, and that led to Mary.
If you squat down, sometimes, like, your thigh, it'll, like, oh, it starts to rip further. Yeah. So if there was a barrier. Also, people tend to stick their fingers in the holes because they see your skin.
That's going to make Nick's show. That's going to be on Nick's show.
924.
Yeah, for sure.
It just never fails to delight me that people are now like, oh, that's it. It's on DiGilio's show. I love that. We put everybody in the WGN family on notice.